When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to JoJo Siwa Now with me,
JoJo Siwa,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back to JoJo Siwa Now. I feel like I should do a whole episode in an accent. Like, hello, mates. Welcome back to JoJo Siwa Now. See, the problem is I used to commit to a British accent, but now that I listen to G-Flip all the time, I commit to an Australian accent. And then I'm like, nah, just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. All right, I got to stop. I got to move on from that. Anyways, welcome back to JoJo Siwa Now. Today, I am going on a 11-year-old JoJo time travel mission, and we are going way back to the beginning. I'm going to tell you about my very, very first TV show experience, what it was like getting on the show, maybe even like a little bit about my life before the show is going to naturally come up, life during the show. And I feel like you guys know me. I'm just going to ramble. We know how that goes. I feel like I have like a topic that I want to talk about, and then it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to myself for 30 minutes about this topic. Oh, easy. Let me ramble on happily. So that's what's happening right now. Buckle up. Get your seatbelts on because we are going down Abby's ultimate dance competition, Memory Lane. I am 9 years old. Okay, let's go back a little bit further. My whole life since before Abby's ultimate dance competition, grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. I was a very, very different child. I was not normal. I don't really know how to explain it. I've only met one kid that my mom has been like, this is what you were like. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Actually, I'll tell you who the kid is. It's little Titus, who we love so very much. He has started out as mini Jake Paul. I feel like Titus still does a little mini Jake Paul gig every so often. But my mom, you know, we just had Titus perform with my XOMG pop girls. She was like, Titus, that's like pretty similar to how you were when you were a kid. And it's just, you just tell that there's just something in that kid that like, he understood something on a different level. And that's basically what my mom told me I was like my whole life. And everyone that knew me when I was little would say that too. People used to tell my mom, they're like, you just need to drive her into the Disney building and just set her on the ground and they'll know what to do with her. And my mom was like, I don't know how it works, but I know that's not how it works. Now knowing what I know, that's definitely not how it works. You would get kicked out by security in an instant. Anyways, so growing up in Omaha, Nebraska, I always danced. My mom owned a dance studio and I always loved it, but I always knew that I wanted more. I always knew that I wanted to be Hannah Montana or iCarly. I always said that I wanted a show called Hannah Montana because I loved iCarly and I loved Hannah Montana. But you know, you're in Omaha, Nebraska. Like, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? And so my mom brought me out to LA when I was really little. I was 4 years old. Did this thing called AMTC. A lot of child stars do AMTC when they're really little. And it's just like a big competition where a bunch of models and actors and dancers go and they compete and they perform in front of agents and managers. And it's basically, long story short, like it's legit, but it's a little like, it's for the right people, but not really anything comes of it, if that makes sense. But it's a massive experience that like everyone does. It's a very strange thing. Anyways, so then after that, like went back to Nebraska, nothing. I was homeschooled my whole life, so I could dance more. And just because I was too smart initially for school, in kindergarten, I got tested and they were like, yo, she is at a third grade level. And my school wouldn't let me grade up. And so my mom made the decision to homeschool me so that way I could grade up. And then it ended up working out because then I could dance more. And then it ended up working out even better for my TV career. So cut to Dance Moms comes out. I think Dance Moms came out when I was like 6 or 7. And my mom was like, why are we not on this show? Like, this is literally me. Like, what? And so that was kind of funny when the show came out. And then turns out a few years later, I ended up being on it. But then they made a spinoff, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. And there was a preview for it on Dance Moms. And it was like, if you want to submit, you know, send your audition in here. And so my mom did the first season and nothing. We didn't hear anything. And so then she did the second season. And she didn't tell me anything. She didn't tell me that she did it first. And then, because she didn't think anything was going to come of it. It's just like, go for it. But like, hope for the best. But like, obviously nothing's going to happen. Well, something happened. We got an email back. My mom got an email back and it was like, we would like to do a Skype interview with you. It was at the time when Skype was a thing. We love Skype. I love that like Zoom came in and like fully took over, but Skype was the OG. Anyways, did a Skype interview and they loved my mom and I. So at this point in time, I'm 9 years old. I'm very young. I believe the original age for the show was 10 and older, but they liked me because I was fun. I was spunky. I was fearless in what I would say. I could hold my own in the dance department, but it was more so about that personality. And they mentioned that I was very young, but they liked it. They were okay with it. And so then cut to, we had another Skype and then some paperwork, another Skype and then some paperwork, another Skype and then some paperwork. And on these Skypes, they really would just interview my mom, interview me, interview us together, interview us without each other in the room to like see what our dynamic really was like, tell us scenarios and how we would react. And it was really a good casting call. The casting agents were incredible for that show. And what's funny is I don't think we really knew what was going on at the time. Now, though, knowing what I know about reality TV, they were looking for somebody who was going to make a good show without knowing it. I think that's what happens now is on reality TV, people think, oh, I want to come in and be the villain, or, oh, I want to come in and be the good guy. Whereas it's like, no, you just got to naturally be that or do that. It's not something that you can fake. You know what I mean? So anyways, then you have to do something called a psych test. Now, this is something that you have to do for a lot of reality TV shows because reality TV is very intense. It's very real and it's very maneuvered, maybe is the right word. Manipulated is not the right word. Produced maybe is the right word. Scripted is the wrong word. That's where people get reality TV very confused is it is real. There is no script, but there is some guidance in there of what's going to happen. And the producers, you know, on all reality shows will be like, hey, Sarah said this about Jackie. What do you think about that? You know what I mean? And so there is some like sidebar conversations on how you'll find out things that you didn't know. And so you have to do psych evaluations. And Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition was one that we had to do a psych eval for. Another one is like Special Forces. We had to do a massive psych eval for Special Forces. And it's these psych evaluations are actually like so deep and so intense. The first one that I like really, I guess, was like able to comprehend what everything was for Special Forces. It was the first time that I was like old enough to really like know what I was doing. And like when I was reading all these questions, it's just like a like select A, B, C, or D type of thing. I mean, it is very, very intense. It's crazy. It takes about an hour. It's very intense. And I'm not a tester because I was always homeschooled. And so for tests, I get super stressed out. And so anyways, that's a story for another time. We'll get into that another day.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Back to UDC. So we did our psych eval and we were all good, good in that department. And then they did a final audition in New York. So there ended up being 12 of us on the show, but they brought 24 of us to New York. We did not see each other. One would go in, one would go out. And so like, no one crossed paths. We don't know who anyone was, but we all were in New York at the same time. This was my first time ever going to New York. We stayed at a really cool hotel. My mom drug me everywhere. We went on the subway. We went to Rockefeller. We went to Times Square. We went to freaking Central Park. We went literally everywhere. We were the tourists. Statue of Liberty. When you name the New York tourist attraction, we saw it in 48 hours. It was actually really fun looking back. At the time, I was like, Mom, can't we just go chill? And she's like, no, because we don't come to New York. Like, this is crazy that we're in New York City. I think it was actually maybe her like second time in New York City. And it was my first, obviously. And so it was a very, very big deal. Anyways, cut to, we go back home and we didn't think anything because we didn't hear anything. It was about a month later. And we were like, all right, it just didn't happen. Right. And then one day we were at the homeschool store buying new homeschool books for me. This was in April, March. I think maybe March. February, March, or April. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Well, we filmed the show in April, so it would have had to have been March and February. Either way, we got a phone call and it was like, hello, is this Jessalyn? It was a little English girl. And my mom was like, yes, this is she. And she was like, oh, well, I'm just calling to inform you. And so we were like, shit, like we didn't make it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just calling to inform you. And then she was like, you made the show. And I just started sobbing. I mean, it was my like ultimate dream to be on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I had just watched season one. And so I was just so stoked. And then from there, it was like, oh, this is real. Like, this is really, really happening. Okay. okay, what do I do now? How do I prepare now? And then it was kind of like, no, we've spent 9 years of our life preparing for this. Like, it's, now we just got to go do it. So then we had a few weeks at home, and then we flew out to Los Angeles, California to film Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. It was nuts. I couldn't tell anyone that I was doing it. And so for like friends back home, they were like, where are you going? And I was like, nowhere. How long are you going to be there? I don't know. Like, it was so, we had to be so down low. The only people that knew were my mom, obviously, because she was with me, and my dad and brother. Those were the only people that knew. Everybody else, we had to keep it a secret from. So then we got to California, we landed, we went to a hotel, and they came in, and I remember this so vividly. I don't know how or why, because there's no pictures or videos of this anywhere, but they had me try on all of my dance wear, and they had my mom try on all of her outfits so they could take pictures of it, and so they could know what we were going to look like on the show. And now the process of this show is, it's an elimination show, so you don't know how long you're going to be there for, so you don't really know. You could be there 12 weeks, you could be there 1 week. And so you didn't really want to like unpack in the hotel, but then they were like, try on all your outfits. And we're like, okay, let's unpack, right? So we unpacked and got all settled. And then like 2 days later, it was time for our very first day on set. And they were like, pack up all of your stuff and bring it to the lobby. You're moving. And we were like, what? What? And so we packed up everything. We brought it all down to the lobby, and we ended up living on set. So that was crazy. Once we got to the set, they were like, this is your bungalow. You can go put all your stuff in there. And so there was two houses that each had like four families in it. And then there was these bungalows that was like apartment, 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 apartment. And it was more like a studio apartment. Like, they were very tiny, but it was, my apartment was in the top left. Kalani was in the top right. Then the twin boys, Travis and Tyler, were in the bottom left. And then Allie and her mom, Tiffany, were in the bottom right. So we all lucked out by getting those apartments. Everybody else was all in a house together. Now, the houses were nice, but like, No way. Would not have wanted to be in that house. And we also were lucky because my side of the apartment had a shower, and then Kalani's side had like a little kitchen. So we shared that. And so we could use the kitchen, they could use the shower. We didn't care who used what. But the houses, they had to use like porta potty showers and like porta potty bathrooms. They did have a nice kitchen, but like, oh, so happy. And then all the other people were like, can we use your shower? And so everyone would come up to shower once they learned that we had one. Anyways, so it was the first day on set, and they say, the first thing that I remember them saying is, everyone's on hard ice. And I said, what's hard ice? And they said, you're on hard ice. And I said, what's hard ice? Because I didn't know what that meant. And on set, ice means to be quiet. Hard ice means be dead silent. Do not speak a word. Like, you cannot talk. And that is just because cameras aren't up. They don't want to catch anything. They don't want to miss anything that they would have wanted to catch. So hard ice, do not speak. Ice is like, yo, don't talk unless it's an emergency. And then there's a thing called slush. And if you're on slush, it's like talk, but don't talk anything interesting. That's more of a thing that they use later, more so on Dance Moms. Like, all right, y'all are on slush right now. Like, during lunch, for example, we would be on slush. So that would be like, you can talk, but like, don't talk about like what's going on the show or during filming. Talk about like your crush. That's fine. So once you kind of knew what you could and couldn't talk about, then they started to imply slush, but ice and hard ice all the time on AUDC. We were either on ice or hard ice if we weren't on camera. So then we waited outside for a long, long, long time. And then they finally brought us into the building one by one. I feel like I was towards the middle. I didn't really go in first, and I didn't really go in last. I was definitely towards the middle. And I was the youngest one there, and everyone from the get-go hated me. Looking back, I know why. At the time, I definitely didn't understand why. I was like, why don't these people want to be my friends? Like, I am confused. And genuinely, it's just because I was 9 and the rest of them were 13, 14, and they weren't the type of girls that were going to be friends with a 9-year-old. You know what I mean? And there was a lot of bullying to me that went on that set, but I never really let it affect me. I think it actually helped kind of strengthen me. I had my priorities super straight on that set. I knew what my goal was there, and it didn't really bother me that no one besides Kalani in the kid department really cared for me, if that makes sense. I did have one person going into the show that I knew beforehand that I was a little, she was kind of like a big sister figure to me, actually. And I was a little, that was kind of hard for me to realize, like, oh, why is she not wanting to like be my friend? Like, she was my friend literally a week ago. What the heck? But it was just because she wanted to be with the cool 13-year-olds. And so I think I really realized that once I hit 13 and I was in the position where I wanted to be friends with the younger people. I thought it was fine. Like, you can be friends with anybody. But I saw other people my age being like, ew, why are you hanging out with them? And I would be like, because they're cool. Like, I don't care. It's like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And so I really understood then once I kind of aged up and other people were like that, I was like, oh. And then I also think that translated to why I surrounded myself, my closest friends, with adults my whole life, because they didn't have any of that cattiness that other kids my age did. You know, other kids my age wanted to be cool, whereas the friends that I chose and grew close to were like, no, it's not cool to be like that. It's cool to just be chill and like hang out with anybody. And I was like, oh, I like this. Like, this vibe is more my vibe. Anyways, back to AUDC. So the very, very first day on set, me and Kalani, actually, though, we became so close on that show. We told our moms on the very first day, we walked up to our moms and we said, we decided that we're going to be best friends. So you guys have to be best friends. And both of our moms were like, okay. So then from then on out, it was like, we were glue. Like, we were just best friends. We had each other's back. We were there for each other. And Kalani was the next youngest. Actually, that's a lie. I think Haley was the next youngest, but then Kalani was just, they were the same age, just a few months older. And so she was also on that kind of end of like, the older girls didn't really want to hang out with her, and that was okay. Like, she and I became really good friends. Anyways, so AUDC, the way AUDC was structured was kind of crazy. It was so real. There's a lot of reality shows that I'm like, okay, this is like, how real is this, right? AUDC and Special Forces are the two reality shows that I'm like, wow. Like, I can't even, like, I can picture being on set, but I can't picture seeing a camera, if that makes sense. Like, Dance Moms, for example, I'm on set, but I see the cameras. You know what I mean? It's real, but I can see the cameras and see the producers. Dancing with the Stars, it's very real, but I can see the camera and see the producer. You know what I mean? AUDC and Special Forces have one thing in common, and that it's very real, but you can't see the camera or the producer. It's all just happening. And I do think that was because I was a contestant on the show. I think like the judges and the host definitely, I mean, had an in-ear and they walked in Video Village and they saw all these things. Whereas the contestant, you know, we were sheltered from all of that. We could only go in specific areas. But there was so many rules on that set. We could not go anywhere without an escort because they didn't want us running into the judges or the host or producers. We couldn't go into Crafty. We could get any food we wanted, but they would have to get it for us. A lot of rules. We had to ask for like to go anywhere, to do anything. We couldn't just like go.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The very first day, we're all on stage, and about 2 hours into that first day is when we actually met Abby for the first time. So we were all on stage, warming up, dancing, improvising, jumping, and Abby comes out, and then she had to go back to do her entrance again. So she comes out, right? We all freak out, and then she's like, oh, wait. So then she leaves again. Now, 9-year-old me, I don't know why I did this, but I turned around, and I started dancing for Abby. No one told me to. No one gave that like suggestion. It was just something that I did naturally. I knew she was back there now. And so I just started improvising or warming up facing her, whereas everyone was still facing the front. And Abby came out on stage on again, and she said, there's one of you here that's really smart. And it's the one that turned around and started dancing for me. And everyone then from that point on was like, that little shit. You know what I mean? It was one of those things that like, I just found, I don't know. It was one of those, you just like, no one told me to, no one taught me to do that. It just happened. Anyways, we do the first group dance challenge, and let it be known that I was out first. Now, spoiler alert, I was out first every single week on the group dance challenge. There's this really funny video of me from like week six where I'm like, honestly, because in interviews, they'd be like, how do you feel about that group dance challenge? Like, you were out pretty early on. And, you know, every week I'd cry about it and be like, oh, yeah, I was so sad. Like, I thought I did good. Finally, on week six, I was like, you know, honestly, like, it's my 50th time being out first. I'm used to it by now. I found out this from the producer of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, who I've become very good friends with over the years. His name is Brian Stinson. And he told me that they used to, whenever they were bored on set. So what would happen is they would pull you in to do these interviews, right? And they would pull the moms in for about 30 minutes at a time. And they would pull the girls in for like 10 minutes at a time, right? And so my mom would be like in the room with the other moms, like doing their mom thing, fighting, making costumes, whatever it was they were doing that day. And I would come in there and my mom would be like, oh, honey, how's your day? And I'd be like, oh, good. I just got done doing like a 3-hour interview. And my mom was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it was great. Like, I was chilling about it. And all the other moms were like, huh? And everyone was like, she's just making shit up like that. She's nine. She doesn't know time yet. Right. And I kept saying that and kept doing that every single day. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I had rehearsal. And we rehearsed for like 30 minutes. But then I went into like a 3-hour interview, or I went into a 2-hour interview. And finally, my mom was like, honey, are you actually doing this long of interviews? And I was like, yeah, all the time. And she was like, that's what you've been all days in an interview. And I'd be like, yeah. And turns out, I find this out 10 years later, whenever the producers of the show were bored on set, they would all go to Crafty, get a snack, go to what's called Video Village, which is where they have all of the monitors, right? And that's like where they like normally watch the show and stuff. And they would turn all the audio off except for the monitor in my interview. And they would pull me to do an interview. And they would make one producer go interview me and one cameraman go sit there. Everybody else on set would go in Video Village, turn on the monitor, and just watch. They called it the JoJo show. And they would just watch me talk for hours. They would have an ear with the producer and they would say what to ask me. And they, like, I guess I was just young and outspoken and honest and kind of funny and like said what everyone was thinking, but like with no fear. And so, yeah, that's why I had such long interviews, because I was personal entertainment, I guess. No, honestly, I look back though at my journey on AUDC, and I truly do have some really fun memories. There was this one time where me and all the girls, we watched a scary movie. It was, I'm never going to remember the movie. But then it was, I said all the girls, as if it was all the girls, it was not all the girls. It was me, Kalani, and Haley. And then Haley had to walk back to her apartment, and it was literally like 12 feet away, not far at all. She had to walk back. She was in one of the houses, and she goes to walk back and she's like, guys, I'm scared. So then Kalani runs around, hides in the bush and scares her. She comes back. I hide in the other bush and we scare her. And like, it just like so many fun, silly memories like that. Then we ended up walking her back to her apartment. We were good at some point. There was this one time me and Kalani were obsessed with making video stars. We're obsessed with it. Video star back in the day was like CapCut now, but it was like so much better. We love video star. And so we'd make them all the time. And this one night it was like freaking midnight, right? And we were outside making a video star to Gangnam Style. And I was like, Kalani, I have an idea. And Kalani was like, Jojo, I have an idea. And like, we're just all night. I have an idea. I have an idea. Let's do this. I have an idea. Let's do that. And Cheryl, the twin boys' mom, opens her door and she goes, I have an idea. Go to sleep. And we like died laughing and ran upstairs. I thought it was so funny. We did need to go to sleep. There's just so many fun little memories like that. There was definitely a lot of hard times on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I think every week I was fearful that I was going to go home. I think every week I was fearful of messing up, maybe not being to my greatest potential. I think that was something that my mom was really good at, of making sure she was, because I mean, I was little, I was only 9. And so making sure that she pushed me to my potential without pushing me to my limit. There's definitely a big difference. And I always say there's a difference in good stage mom and psycho stage mom. And a stage mom's a stage mom, but there are stage moms like Beyonce's stage mom. There's stage moms like Kris Jenner, and there's Jess Siwas. And my mom was always, always a good stage mom. And if anybody out there doesn't believe that, look at the history of my career. Look at the companies that I've worked for and continued to work for. You know, I can guarantee that I would not have worked for the biggest child network for 8 years without, if my mom wasn't a good stage mom. I can guarantee that Fox, who is now my number one network, who I work with all the time, I've done 7 Fox shows, and I started working for Fox when I was a minor. Guarantee Fox would not have continued using me if my mom was not a good stage mom. And it's actually crazy. That's something that they say can really make or break a child star's career, is their parent behind them, because it's important that their parent has a lot of checks and balance. You know, there's the balance of school, there's the balance of childhood, and there's the balance of career and stardom. And I think for me, my mom saw something in me that I couldn't see because I was just too young. But looking back at it, I would have done everything she did. She always just fought for what was right for me. And at the same time, she always knew she was making a TV show. Now, that doesn't mean she staged anything or faked anything. It just means that she knew what she got herself into, and she was there to do her job. So that's my little mom tangent that I'm going to go on really quick. She was good. There was 1 week on AUDC, and it was the vampire dance that I did with Kalani, where that was the 1 week where I really feel like I wasn't at my best. I think I was intimidated. I think I was tired. I think I was exhausted. I was done. And my mom and I had a really good talk, and I told her, I was like, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of everyone telling me that I'm not doing good. I'm sick of everyone, all the other girls being mean to me. I'm sick of everyone telling me I'm not dancing mature enough. It's hard. And I'm a kid, and I don't like hearing this. And she was really good at that point then of reeling it in and reeling it back and being like, yes, you are. And then she was really good at being like, so do you want to go home? And I was like, well, no. And she was like, okay, so then let's figure it out. You know what I mean? That's That was something that my mom was always good with me, is, do you want to go home? And I always said, no, absolutely not. Even back in the day when I left Dance Moms, my mom actually said the reverse of it. She was like, say the word. Well, she would say this on Dance Moms. She'd say, say the word and we'll go. Say the word and we'll go home. And I'd say, I'm not saying it. I am not saying it. I want to stay. And she'd be like, it's so messed up here. Say the word so we can go home. And I'd be like, no, I'm not saying it. I like it. I like being on TV. And my mom was like, you're crazy. And I was like, I'm crazy. And then on Dance Moms, when I left Dance Moms, my mom was like, say the word and we'll go back. If you want to go back that bad, say the word and we'll go back. And I was like, for the first time, I was like, word said, I want to go back. And my mom was like, well, no. She was like, I didn't expect that. Sorry. She knew what was best for me. And so I gotta believe her in that world. Now I could deep dive into my elimination on AUDC, but that, honestly, if I watch that clip, it gets me to cry. And so I'm afraid when I start to talk about it that I'm going to start to cry. But here's the thing, is I want to do a whole JoJo Siwa Now podcast on all of my eliminations, because I've done so many elimination TV shows. Let's see, I've done Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I've done The Masked Singer. I've done Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution, So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars, Special Forces, America's Got Talent. I don't know if I'm missing any, but I for sure know I've done those seven. And I've been on a few different ends. So Masked Singer, Dancing with the Stars, Special Forces, Abby's on the Dance Competition. I've been the one actually myself competing. And then Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution and two seasons of So You Think You Can Dance, I've been the one on the judging side. And then with America's Got Talent, I've been the mentor. My girl group did America's Got Talent. And what's crazy is all of those shows, I have never won. I have never walked away victorious. I think Special Forces, I did walk away victorious in one way, but I did not get the badge of honor at the end. But it was fully my choice. But I think it'd be kind of fun to talk about all the different elimination experiences and what they've all kind of taught me and meant to me, because they each do have such a massive part of a learning curve of my life, because they've all affected me in the deepest ways possible. I mean, The Masked Singer, I'm not joking you, I cried for 3 days. Like, actual tears, actual sobbing, actual could not pull it together, like cried more than I did during my breakup. And then, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, I wasn't so much sad that I got second. I was more so sad that it was over. And so that was a massive learning curve. But there's so much that I could deep dive on with just my elimination stories. And so if you want that on a JoJo Siwa Now podcast, let me know. Everybody, I truly enjoyed deep diving into AUDC. That show has such a special place in my heart. It always will. I feel like AUDC was the start of so much. And it was, I mean, I think without it, I don't know how my career would have started. From there is when I went to Dance Moms. From there is when I went to social media and to music. And now I'm here, you know what I mean? And it's been a lot of work and it's been a lot of journey. And my career timeline is absolutely crazy. And I do truly accredit all of it to AUDC being the start. I mean, it's physical proof. It literally is the first thing that I ever did publicly. But yeah, I always am curious about where my life would be without it. I think I would be headed in med school right now. I'd be in my last year of college and I'd be going into med school. As much as I love that, very grateful that I am here in Atlanta right now filming So You Think You Can Dance season 18. Anyways, everybody, I love y'all so very much. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening to this JoJo Siwa Now podcast. If you're ready for the eliminations episode, let me know. And I will see you all next time. Deuces. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at JoJo Siwa Now Podcast. Be sure to write us a review, and maybe if you're feeling it, leave us 5 stars. I'll see you next week.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.